Welcome to Naked and Counting. I'm Magna Gopal.
And I'm Leon Rose.
So, I have this interesting story, kind of funny. I was at this Congress, and I was dancing bachata with someone. I don't usually end up dancing bachata, but it was like a...
You gonna tell us which Congress it is, or are you keeping this
Nah,
quiet?
I'm keeping it secret for now. It was a smaller event. I feel like it would be easy to narrow down the attendees.
All right, go for it.
So, yeah, we were dancing a bachata, and he's got the more sensual bachata style of dancing. And he did some move where he looped his hand around the back of my head and then basically was aiming to completely face palm me.
Well, over the on your forehead? Where was his hand?
Across my cheek. You know that thing where they like... Yeah, you know where they want to grab your face and it's almost like, I want to kiss you, but of course I'm not going to kiss you, but I'm going to get close enough to make it feel really awkward with touching your face.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know the move that you're talking about. So, yeah, I don't do that personally.
Well, so this guy did
not
it.
In public.
Exactly. Okay, but anyways, so this guy did it and my just uncontrollable reaction, because I really don't like people touching my face, was he got kind of maybe the fingertips. I could feel where he was going. And as soon as I felt the fingertips on my face, I just slapped his hand away. Like I slapped the inside of his forearm with a really loud slap. And he just had this look of shock. Like, I can't believe you hit me. And in my head, I mean, I said sorry, of course, but in my head, I was like, I can't believe you were about to touch my face.
You know how many germs he was trying to rub on your face right now? that's nasty. That's disgusting. I've seen so many people, so many guys leaving the toilet stalls and going straight out onto the dance floor, not washing their hands. And I'm a kind of person now that I tell these people. I've told a good few guys, come on, I don't know who the hell they are. They're probably thinking I'm crazy, but I shouted out, wash your hands. There's one particular guy, he refused to wash his hands. And he walked out onto the dance floor, and I followed him, you know? And he danced with this girl, and at the end of the song, this girl danced with this guy. And someone, the guy danced with another girl and guy, and that guy ended up dancing with you.
You know what? You were not there, so nice try. Although if you were actually at the event, I almost would feel like that actually happened and that the guy that did not wash his hands was the one who put his hand on my face.
That's like 6 degrees of separation. You were between the toilet bowl and your face.
Ugh. But you know, I mean, it's like a part of me wonders where it comes from. I feel like it comes from that central bachata world where maybe the performances that people see, they look so intimate and so connected between the partners, and then people don't realize that, one, it's just a show.
Yeah. What you gotta look at is like this. Most of those people that you see on the stage doing these moves where they're grabbing each other's faces and swinging their head around and all that stuff, most of those guys are married or in relationships, so you can get away with doing all of that. You know, I don't see the reason for going to grab a stranger on the dance floor, put your palms in their face and swing their head around. That doesn't really make too much sense to me. You know, there's some things you gotta keep private, and there's some things that you don't put out onto the dance floor, and grabbing somebody's face and swinging it around is not really something you should do, especially if the majority of people haven't actually washed their hands, and the ones that have washed their hands have probably danced with somebody, no, have danced with somebody that hasn't washed their hands, so they're covered in germs anyway. So why the hell are you rubbing your hands across somebody's face? It makes no sense.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the whole the whole touching of the face being a very intimate thing. I'm not sure why people feel like they can breach that boundary. But then, two, for me, I mean, my face is so sensitive that I break out like with anything. If I touch my own face, I end up breaking out. So, like, the last thing I want is somebody else touching my face.
Maybe you just start washing your hands then.
Oh, shut up.
Well, I don't want to go down. I don't want to go down. I don't want to jump on the back of the Charter Central, man. But I've had a couple of experience actually, where I've been dancing my old style bachata, and I'm not bashing bachata at all. Even the sensual things, I make jokes about it all the time, but do what you want to do. If people are paying for it, if you want to dance like that, then so be it. But I'm doing my old school bachata thing that I was doing for the last 15 years. And I'm dancing with this girl, and halfway through the song, she stopped me and she said, "Well, I dance bachata sensual." And I said, "Well, what do I do with that information?" And I swear, this woman, we started dancing again. I said, "Okay, let me see where she's going with this." And she started rubbing her hands in the inside of my shirt, on my face, all kind of. It was bad. It was a bad scene. I'm telling you, I had to go and take a pregnancy test after that dance. It was rough. But I don't suggest that people touch anybody's face. I didn't really appreciate it. And I said thank you with a kind of twisted smile, and I ran.
You ran away.
I ran away.
I actually
I
believe
ran away.
that.
I think she went to school with my grandmother. I'm not sure.
Oh God. Oh man. That's even worse.
Started for me, this whole touching face, it started years ago when I remember when I first saw these guys from LA that came over to London. People like the Edie the Salsa Freak and the Salsa Bravo at the time. These guys came over and they were doing this turn where they would put this a light touch, a light finger on the lady's chin and give her a turn. And it looked so cool. But I think people took that light touch
To
and
a full grope,
misinterpreted
to a full grope.
it. A full throat choke and spin like that is. It's getting kind of violent now on the dance floor. But yeah, it was just light those days. It was just a little touch, and then it went from that. I mess about sometimes when I'm dancing, and I'll lead a girl by her ear or something, but a very light touch. I'm not putting my finger deep inside her inner ear and scraping what's in there or anything like that. It's a light touch. I've done that with you.
I'm glad you finished that sentence by including the word ear because everything else about what you just said sounded so.
I'm gonna go and listen to this podcast again. You know what? I've got a story about you. You do like to slap people's hands away. I didn't move. You did it to me in DC,
Shit.
the Capitol Congress. I'm dancing with you, and I don't know what move it was, but I think I touched your head, and you slapped my hand and you shouted, "Don't touch my head!" I'm telling you, I've never seen someone so small scream so loud. That was hilarious.
Yeah, well, my head, my face, for me, those are all personal spaces. It, as a word of warning to everyone else out there, don't touch my face and don't touch my head.
One thing I do remember, you had like a load of pins and stuff holding your hair in place. It was like a porcupine. I think I got cut. I had
Good.
to go and get a tattoo afterwards. I don't know.
Good for you.
You have all that stuff there?
I still have all that stuff. What's the only way I can keep my hair in the right position? That's why when people touch my, like, okay, I understand that, maybe by after two dances, I look like I didn't do my hair, that I didn't put any effort into looking presentable for the evening, but
I understand fully.
you know what? Shut up. That's how you wake up and spend your whole day, okay? So screw you. But I do put a little, I mean, I put a lot of effort. It just doesn't last very long. And it doesn't last long, especially if people are like touching my hair. I'm gonna say to everyone listening, don't touch my face, don't touch my hair. In general, if you're dancing with a woman or even a guy, don't touch their face or their hair unless you know them personally or you're intimate. But Leon really does, despite everything he said, he really does like it when women caress his face. He really does. So, ladies.
If you like broken wrists, please do not touch my face. You heard it here on the podcast.
Thank you for listening in. We will talk to you all very soon.
Ciao.